and welcome to my science podcast. I have always loved whales and believe they are really the most magnificent creatures in the sea. Today we'll be looking at one of the most famous whales, the humpback whale. Fun fact, it's not called the humpback whale because its back is like a camel, but because it arches its back before it dives. So without further ado, let's dive straight on into this. The humpback whale is a cosmopolitan animal, meaning it lives in lots of different seas around the world. There are 12 different variations and species of humpback. Its maximum length is around 18 meters. That's the length of a school bus. And the heaviest weight is around 25 to 40 tons, as much as 20 cars. It's what's called a rorqual whale, which use baleen plates in their mouths to filter their food, up to 2 tons a day. The humpback whale skeleton alone weighs 1,700 kilograms, and its heart can be 200 kilograms, the weight of 3 people. It has a large muscular system which propels it along through the water. The humpback's blubber is up to 6 inches thick to help it survive the cold water. It has unmistakable long white flippers and a heavy knobbly rostrum. That's the part above its head. On land it would be heavy and cumbersome, but in the water it's graceful and can survive in even the most extreme environments. But its environments are being threatened by habitat loss, plastic pollution and global heating. Some whales are beaching themselves because of sound pollution, and thousands more are being poached and killed for food, and for other reasons I don't even know. The humpback needs your help as scientists. We have to research them more and find solutions to the problems they face so we can help them. Because if we don't, all animals have a very bleak future. It is up to us. Thank you for listening.